Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining me today. This is your host, Brother T, back on the radio with you, or the podcast, if you will, blogtalkradio.com/course mastery, the best hour. We are going to jump in with lesson 91 as we just have finished a review for the last 10 days. And today's lesson is Miracles Are Seen in Light. So before we begin, let's take a good deep breath and join together in silence. Miracles are seen in light. It's important to remember that miracles and vision necessarily go together. This needs repeating and frequent repeating. It is a central idea in your new thought system and the perception which it produces. The miracle is always there. Its presence is not caused by your vision. Its absence is not the result of your failure to see. It is only your awareness of miracles that is affected. You will see them in the light. You will not see them in the dark. To you, then, light is crucial. While you remain in darkness, the miracle remains unseen. Thus, you are convinced it's not there. This follows from the premises from which the darkness comes. Denial of light leads to failure to perceive it. Failure to perceive light is to perceive darkness. The light is useless to you then, even though it is there. You cannot use it because its presence is unknown to you, and the seeming reality of the darkness makes the light, the idea of light, meaningless. To be told that what you do not see is there sounds like insanity. It's very difficult to become convinced that it is insanity not to see what is there and to see what is not there instead. You do not doubt that your body's eyes can see. You do not doubt the images they show you are reality. Your faith lies in the darkness, not the light. How can this be reversed? For you, it's impossible. But you're not alone in this. Your efforts, however, little they may be, have strong support. Did you but realize how great this strength, your doubts would vanish? I'll read that again. Did you but realize how great this strength, your doubts would vanish? Today, we will devote ourselves to the attempt to let you feel this strength. When you have felt the strength in you, which makes all miracles within your easy reach, you'll not doubt. The miracles your sense of weakness hides will leap into awareness as you feel the strength in you. 3 times today, set aside about 10 minutes for a quiet time in which you'll try to leave your weaknesses behind. This is accomplished very simply as you instruct yourself that you are not a body. Faith goes to what you want, and you instruct your mind accordingly. Your will remains your teacher, and your will has all the strength to do what it desires. You can escape the body if you choose. You can experience the strength in you. Begin the longer practice periods with this statement of true cause and effect relationships. Miracles are seen in light. The body's eyes do not perceive the light. But I am not a body. What am I? The question with which this statement ends is needed for our exercises today. What you think you are is a belief to be undone, but what you really are must be revealed to you. The belief you are a body calls for correction, being a mistake. The truth of what you are calls on the strength in you to bring to your awareness what the mistake concealed. If you're not a body, what are you? You need to be aware of what the Holy Spirit uses to replace the image of a body in your mind. You need to feel something to put your faith in. As you lift it from the body, you need a real experience of something else, something more solid and more sure, more worthy of your faith, and really there. If you are not a body, what are you? Ask this in honesty, and then devote several minutes to allowing your mistaken thoughts about your attributes to be corrected and their opposites to take their place. Say, for example, I am not weak, but strong. I'm not helpless, but all-powerful. I am not limited, but unlimited. I am not doubtful, but certain. I am not an illusion, but a reality. I cannot see in darkness, but in light. In the second phase of the exercise period, try to experience these truths about yourself. Concentrate particularly on the experience of strength. Remember that all sense of weakness is associated with the belief that you are a body, a belief that is mistaken and deserves no faith. Try to remove your faith from it, if only for a moment. You will become accustomed to keeping faith with the more worthy in you as we go along. Relax for the rest of the practice period, confident that your efforts, however meager, are fully supported by the strength of God and all His thoughts. It's from them your strength will come. It is through their strong support that you will feel the strength in you. They are united with you in this practice period in which you share a purpose like their own. Theirs is the light in which you will see miracles because their strength is yours. Their strength becomes your eyes that you may see. 5 or 6 times an hour at reasonably regular intervals, remind yourself that miracles are seen in light. Also, be sure to meet the temptation with today's idea. This form would be helpful for this purpose. Miracles are seen in light. Let me not close my eyes because of this. Miracles are seen in light. Let's take a good deep breath and pause for just a moment in silence as we consider today's idea. Miracles are seen in light. When I was first studying A Course in Miracles, I went through quite a bit of struggle with the concept of light, the concept of understanding, the concept and the construct that my mind was wrestling with about seeing. Over time, I began to resolve it with the idea that mind is what is seeing. The eyes are the instruments of the mind, but we're using language, of course, and we use language to develop and present constructs that one could say are visionary. We have people today who are looked to on a regular basis as visionaries for our future. Our future today involves itself with things like operating in space, traveling to Mars, artificial intelligence, computers becoming a part and becoming integrated in as part of our brain, as part of our bodies, and nanotechnology that we can't even imagine or to see. We would need microscopes to see that can do wonderful work in the process of healing the physical body. The implications of these visionaries and the ideas that come forth from those visions. Is that seeing? Well, indeed it is. The mind sees. The eyes are its instruments in this physical world of our local experience. The room we might be in today, the people around us, and so forth. But seeing with mind is to know something that the eyes cannot see. So when we look to a visionary or we look to ourselves and we imagine what we're going to be doing tomorrow, we would see a stream of images of what we might expect. And sometimes we buy into it so readily that we actually become disappointed. We have unrealistic expectations. Or it just goes against our expectations as the day unfolds. Might be an experience we have today. Right? We got up this morning, we had certain expectations of how the day might be. And that, even in the first moments of our day, can be met with some disappointment. Because those around us have another idea of how the day might go. And it may not be in alignment with what our perception would be at all. And then we suffer, if you will, a little disillusionment or some sadness or some fear or a sense of needing to defend because the day needs to go the way we want the day to go because we have a vision. Has the body's eyes seen it? Is it something that the eyes have been used to see this vision with? Absolutely not. It's the vision of the mind. In the last couple of paragraphs, paragraph 12 and 13 in particular, when he talks about theirs is the light in which you see, will see miracles because their strength is yours, he's referring to the thoughts of God, capital T, theirs are these thoughts. The thoughts of God are capitalized, really, because this is seeing with truth. The thoughts of God, with our limited mind that we're utilizing now in this physical form, we have to kind of deal with those limitations. And I like to say that the thoughts of God would only be thoughts of love because God is love. It is the energy. And we are, you and I, the energy of the Creator in action. And as we connect, as we join in union and relationship with the Holy Spirit, which he refers to in this lesson, but it is nothing more than your right mind. In paragraph 9, if you are not a body, what are you? You need to be aware of what the Holy Spirit uses to replace the image of a body in your mind. We could have multiple streams of images. Multiple images that are examples are reflective or touchstones of what love is for us because we have all absolutely experienced profound love in our lives and can point to it, though we might think it's rare. Miracle is a sudden shift of perception. Miracles are seen in light. When we are seeing them through the eyes, if you will, through the vision, if you will, of the Holy Spirit, the interpretation, if I could use that word, of what the Holy Spirit is seeing in our brothers and sisters is their perfection, not the covering over of the physical form or the covering over of the egoic mind of fear and its vision of fear, its projection. It's forecast of fear or calamity or destruction or chaos or sickness or death. If you're listening to this podcast at some time in the future from where we are today, which is March 31st in 2020, we're in the middle of a calamity or the appearance of fear. False evidence appearing real. The miracle, the shift of perception is God's got this. So I'll share something with you that's come up in conversations that my wife and I have had over these last few days. And that is that the energy of love is extremely powerful. And when we are aligned with it, when we are aligned with that vibration of love, acceptance, allowance, forgiveness, joined in union and relationship with the Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind, or with our brother Jesus, or any ascended master, or any consciousness, any entity as a part of our host of angels and family, that are supporting us in our awakening to the reality and the truth of who and what we are, as we hold this vibration, as we hold this consciousness, if the world, as we have said, is truly reflective, if thoughts are things, as we have said, is true, then if we're holding an energy of love if we're holding an energy of not fear, if we are joined in union and relationship with the Holy Spirit, there can be no fear. This is a very high vibration. And so if the world is reflective, what do you imagine you personally, in this physical form, would experience? Because you are the energy of the Creator in action, and you draw to yourself like a magnet the experience that is in co-resonance with you. So I know, we don't have to look very far to hear the chatter of the media, that calamity is ever present. The stock market is crashing and people are out of work and people could be starving. And we could name a whole host of things that we must be concerned about and prepare for and defend against and protect ourselves from. That's all true. If we're holding that energy, if we're holding that vibration, it will be indeed experienced by some. But this isn't about others. This is about you. This is about you keeping the high watch. You are the light worker. You are the anchor shining the light of love, allowance, and acceptance. You are the miracle worker. Miracles are seen in light when we're joined in union and relationship with our higher self. Our task then is to relax in perfect safety and release all tension. Because if we're holding that energy, if we're holding that vibration, what we could personally experience would be in alignment with love. Now, it may not be like when we woke up this morning or tomorrow morning. It may not be the mirror image of our expectation, what we forecasted our day to be or our life to be or others around us to be able to act or act out or respond to what's going on throughout the day. But it's not about the others. It's about whether we're reacting or responding. Are we reacting in fear? Or are we responding in love? Are we responding because what we do first and foremost and is our practice on a moment-to-moment basis, literally, is to take that good deep breath in any situation and turn within and join in union and relationship with our higher self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind, and admit the truth. I'm not weak. I'm strong. I'm not helpless. I'm all-powerful. I'm not limited. I'm unlimited. I'm not doubtful, but certain. I'm not an illusion. I am reality. I cannot see in darkness, but in light when I'm joined in union and relationship with truth, with my higher self, this inner guidance, this voice within, shares the vision of reality. And the world around me must then begin to align with it. We draw to ourselves the experience that is in co-resonance with the vibration and energy that we are holding. Miracles are seen in light when we join in union and relationship with our higher self, with truth, with the Holy Spirit, with our brother Jesus. At the very center of our being, as we take that good deep breath and we become present to this now moment, we can close our eyes and see a whole new world, because we're seeing through the vision of Christ as Christ in perfect safety. I dissolve my mind into the perfect peace of God. As Christ in perfect safety, I release all tension. Miracles are seen in light. I love you, my brothers and sisters, and I am honored and appreciative that you've joined me in this journey. in this time that we are in together, as we remember who and what we are in love, as we embrace and support our family all around us, our brothers and sisters, who may not know yet what you are beginning to realize when you become present, when you practice this practice, and these important times that we set aside today, three periods, about 10 minutes each, and set our smartphones so that four or five times an hour, maybe every 10 minutes or so, we remember to repeat this mantra to ourselves today. Miracles are seen in light. Let me not close my eyes because of whatever's going on in the world today. Let me not close my eyes. I love you, my brothers and sisters. We will be back. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my